Adjust your shorts. Prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. Today is Thursday, October 16th. And we are closing in on Comedy Day. I am very excited, a little bit nervous. I got 10 minutes coming up. If you want to come out and watch me either eat a dick or have a good time on stage, Halloween at Cheers Tavern on 59th and Bell. Come check it out. I think it's at 7 o'clock. Pretty sure it's free. You just go in and watch a bunch of comedians do their best. And there's a costume contest as well, so check that out. Also, the night before that, on October 30th, I have Funniest Person in the Universe competition, comedy competition over at Stir Crazy Comedy Club. I think that's $15 tickets. Check that out over at stircrazy.com. But that's neither here nor there. We got to get into some news. The hat is on because the hair is getting long. If this is your first time joining the program, welcome to the program. If you've been here before, welcome back to the program. My name is Ray Stone, as I said before. And in this program, we talk about what the internet thinks that the news thinks is important. Let's crack into it. Good news first. Latest articles. Female archaeologists uncover lost land bridge that may rewrite European history. Can't we just say archaeologist? Okay, moving on. Library is rescuing historical treasures trapped on old floppy disks from the digital dark ages. I remember floppy disks. It is wild that now we just laser print stuff onto a hard drive that is solid state, and somehow all of the information stays in there, and you can access it without having to move. I don't know how that works. I'm not supposed to know how it works, but I do know that they do like liquid plasma. They're shooting images with liquid hot magma plasma onto silica surfaces. And somehow that just equals process. It's magic. Yeah, of course aliens are real. You think we figured out how to do that? Oh, here we go. Female-led Arab team turned coffee and plastic waste into activated carbon. So is the good news owned by females, and then that's why everything has to be touted as female-owned? Mushroom-powered outhouse in university garden composts waste with no smell. Now that's smart. Put mushrooms in there. Scientists cultivate metal instead of 3D printing it, and it's 20 times stronger. All right, you got me on that one. Let's click and see what it is. Swiss researchers have pioneered a method of cultivating metal out of water-based gel, an innovation that promises valuable applications in energy technology. Wow, well, that's pretty neat. I mean, I just learned you can grow silver. You have to use old silver, but you basically make a solution and then you give it a thing to grow on and then you grow silver. Just like gemstones. You can grow gemstones. I don't know if you know that. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time today, so let's jump on over into, you know, the horseshit that we think... No. We don't actually think it's important. I'm actually convinced of this more and more as time goes on. Given the fact that like TikTok now is showing me a bunch of lies. Just Sora is a made up thing. It's cartoons. And I don't really watch cartoons. So it made me think all this stuff that I look at on the internet. I see it and they tell me it's going on. I look out my window. There's really, really none of that happening right here out my window. So it makes me say, is all that stuff only happening in the internet to distract us? I'm guessing no. I'm guessing there are real wars going on everywhere. But all of the mayhem that you see other than the wars, like I've visited those places. And aside from one incident in Nicaragua when they said don't go there and we went there anyway, and that was a little dangerous, but not crazy dangerous, but a little dangerous. Other than that, whenever they tell you, don't go here, it's dangerous. And then you get there and you're like, I mean, it's normal. Like everybody's pretty normal. And the people here are nice. That's the way that it is. All right. J.D. Vance brushes off racist texts by adults in Republican group chat says, what kids do? Now, this is there's a new rush of kids. There's a so-called group called the Young Republicans exchanged hundreds of racist and sexist text messages, including one in which rape was called, quote, epic, and others wrote, "I love Hitler," as youthful indiscretions. It's true that when you're a kid, you will like latch on to a thing and like say things that you might want to take back later in life. And that is just what kids do. But that being said, let's not brush it off. We should probably take a moment to address them and tell them that that kind of stuff gets you nowhere, actually. That the best thing you can do is try to learn what the perspective is of the opposing party so that you can address the opposition and try to find a common ground. That's democracy. Democracy at its base. That's democracy at its base. And if you do it correctly, it seems to work. If you do it incorrectly and you just throw slurs at each other, well, I'm guessing that's how conflict begins. And then that's how conflict goes into bigger conflict and then becomes an all-out civil war. And we don't really want that. So let's move on. BBC, Trump says he authorized CIA in Venezuela, as Maduro says no to regime change. Oh, as Maduro says no to regime change. So are we trying to activate or actualize a regime change in Venezuela? It is kind of what we tend to do. We like to throw our weight in a country where we want to see change. So the question you should ask is, what does Venezuela have that we want? We have been messing around with Venezuela a bit, but I don't know. It seems like the only thing that Venezuela produces that we want is drugs. They don't even make good immigrants. Moving on. CNN. Hamas says it has handed over all hostage bodies it can access. Now, I saw something interesting in the news a couple of days ago in this whole hostage handover. Hamas is handing over all of the prisoners, all of their POWs, and Israel is claiming one of the bodies isn't who they say it is, which is like, so what a great way to just keep going at war. We're going to create a ceasefire deal, which also I've read that immediately Israeli forces attacked Palestinians as they approached the, quote, yellow boundary, which is the dividing line where they're not supposed to cross, which is so east-west Berlin, if you ask me. But wouldn't that be neat if, well, we just claim that those aren't the bodies that we wanted, so then we can get back to doing war. And Trump immediately says, yeah, you can handle it violently if they don't do what we say, which is, I mean, they're handling it violently. Yeah, we know. You don't have to give them permission. You just don't have to give them permission. Okay, moving on. ABC, Alaska airlifting hundreds from coastal villages devastated by flooding. Now, I saw coastal Florida getting flooded and houses falling into the sea, but I didn't know that one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history was underway Wednesday to move hundreds of people from coastal villages ravaged by high surf and strong winds from the remnants of Typhoon Halong last weekend, officials said. The storm brought record water levels and two low-lying communities washed away homes. So thoughts and prayers to Alaska. I mean, the seas are kind of raging, and it seems like there's flooding everywhere. Like, Arizona's been getting inundated by wild flooding. This right after Snowden leaked that the HAARP, HARP, is an active weather systems weapon. So it makes me wonder, are they able to move the weather? The way, if you don't know what HAARP is, it's the High Atmosphere Aurora Research Project, where what they do is they send microwaves up into the upper layers of the ionosphere, the upper reaches of the atmosphere, and it excites the ionosphere. So they're basically boiling the ionosphere up there. And I have this theory. I think that the hole in the ozone layer is actually an exhaust port. So I think we can fairly say that, yeah, whatever emissions we create, they don't get trapped here forever. If we create a high pressure system inside of our atmosphere, it goes out into space. That seems to be, that's what the hole in the ozone layer is. It's an exhaust hole. So I wonder if they've figured out that by exciting layers in the upper reaches of the atmosphere, you can make it to where the exhaust is in that location. And if you have the exhaust in that location, it will guide other weather systems to that location because it's going to be trying to escape through the exhaust port, right? So maybe, just maybe, they are actually able to move weather systems and not only modify it in local areas. So I wonder what's going on. Moving on, BBC, Trump says Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. That's the Indian prime minister or president. I'm not sure what he is. But he claims Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil as the U.S. seeks to put economic pressure on the Kremlin to end the war in Ukraine. China, however, has said they are carrying on because Trump said, if I can only get China to do the same thing. Now, my question is then, who are they buying it from? They must be buying it from Pakistan, Qatar, Afghanistan, Iran, the United States. So the aligned Middle Eastern states of America. Moving on, CNN. Takeaways from Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez, Ocasio-Cortez, CNN. I don't know how to say that name, but I know her name. Town hall, CNN town hall on the government shutdown. What they're claiming is that Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, right? That's his name, is, God, and that guy is so smarmy looking and so smug looking and should just, it's like he's wearing a fake smile and I really want someone to smack it off his face and give you a big fuck yourself, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. They're saying they're going to draw the government shutdown into November. And nothing has changed except they keep getting paid to drag their feet on policies, which actually, fine. Shut down the government. Stop making policies. We don't want any more policies from you fucking twat weasels in the government, in the federal government anyway. We want policies to come and go in local areas. We want our government to still run in the local areas because the local governments, they're the ones that fix your roads and make sure that your power bill isn't through the roof zone. But for whatever reason, we award so much money to a very small handful of people, and then they send $20 billion to Argentina. $20 billion to Argentina, and the president is trying to get $20 billion in additional private funding to go there. So that's $40 billion. I wonder how many of our own people we could start to help reform and get them on the track to success with $40 billion. I don't know. Probably a lot. Moving on. Oh, the Arc de Trump. President Trump shows off plans for his latest grandiose DC construction project, in which I saw a reporter asked, who is the Arc for? To which Trump responded, look at the location. It's a great location for an Arc. And the reporter said, yeah, I see the location, but who's it for? And Trump said, me.
Thank you guys. Yeah, no, I know where it is, but who's it for?
Thank you guys.
The Arc to Trump?
It's my Arc. I think it's because they didn't give him a Nobel Peace Prize, so he's going to spend our money to build himself a participation award. Yeah. Yeah. All right. U.S.-led coordination center overseeing Gaza rebuilding to be operational in coming days, officials say. So what do we have here? Is it Halliburton all over again? Is it Halliburton all over again where we just award building contracts to the tune of billions and billions and billions and billions?
billions and billions and
billions and billions and
billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions of dollars to these American companies to go over there and build what we think Gaza should have looked like. And if you see the pictures of Gaza beforehand, it was pretty nice. I mean, it looked pretty dang nice. I don't know why they had to wipe it out, but they had to. So I can't wait to see the before and after pictures of when it was nice. And then when they build whatever the heck they're going to build, it's probably going to be the Vegas, the Vegas Strip, the beachfront Vegas Strip, the Mar-a-Lago beachfront Vegas Strip of Gaza. Let's move on. MSNBC. There's a No Kings protest planned, and Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, is calling it a Hate America rally. No, that's not what it is, Mike Johnson, you smarmy, smug, spindly, cocksucking cunt of the West. I think we need to bring in some barbarism into the Senate. I think if they can't physically defend themselves, you don't get to run shit. You just send in somebody his same weight and age who's trained, and they have to battle it out. And then, like the Mexican drum off, whomever wins gets the job. And then Mike has to take whatever job he fought. Whoever he lost to, he has to take their position in life. Some fucking burger flipper. All right. And last up, you got to Google it nowadays if you want to see anything about Epstein. But if you Google Epstein, you'll see stuff. Here's a quote. Prince Andrew believed having sex with me was his birthright. Virginia Guffrey on her abuse at the hands of Epstein, Maxwell and the king's brother. Guffrey is the suicided ex-Epstein girl. It's wild to me that she suicided in 2025 when all this stuff is coming out. And then her book also was released, and she pretty much dispels everything that happened to her and how she got the job. She was working at Mar-a-Lago, and she was all of a sudden babysitting for some of the world's elites. And as she was babysitting, they were making plans to, do what they really wanted to do, which is what they really want to do. You know, it's like their birthright. They think they're allowed to do whatever they want. I mean, this brings me to a point, and I'm going to leave it on this. We have been led into many wars on the backs of a statement that is, they hate our freedom. And I have this theory that the truth is always trying to get out. The real truth is often right in front of your eyes. And here's the truth that I think lately. I think our own government actually hates our freedoms. Because if we are free, then they don't have what they really want, which is control over all of us. So who hates our freedom? It's not the quote-unquote terrorists in Afghanistan or Iraq. It's not the quote-unquote terrorists over in Hamas or whatever the latest thing they're saying are the terrorists. The real terrorists are the government entities and the government employees that want control. Once you have power, you want control. Once you have control, you want more control until you can get to ultimate control, which is dictatorship, which is what we're tiptoeing around right now. The they that hates our freedom is right inside our own breast pocket.
Isn't that something?
And with that, you can pull your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by the internet and the news. My name is Ray Stone, and I hope y'all have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Tuesday. Bye.